We are about to begin Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Mutter litchon kemach litzorach hamoed. It is mutter on Chol HaMoed to grind flour, to grind wheat, to make flour, if you plan on using it on Chol HaMoed. Afilu kivein melachto b'moed. Even if you dafka left it so that you'll be able to do it on Chol HaMoed. Meaning, you could have ground your flour before Chol HaMoed. Since you're doing it litzorach yontif, litzorach Chol HaMoed, or yontif, it's mutter. The reason that anything that's litzorach HaMoed, Chazal were not machmir. The same goes for any malacha for the sake of food. You're allowed to go in and cut vegetables, anything that's growing. You're allowed to do ktsira, you're allowed to do borer. Anything for food on Chol HaMoed is mutter. V'lokutz eitzim me'amachuber. You're even allowed to cut trees down, logs, for the sake of either warming the house or baking. Ulahatil sheicher, and you're also allowed to go and make beer. Bein shel tmarim, whether it's date beer, bein shel saorim, or whether it's from barley, litzorach hamoed. V'shelo litzorach hamoed aser. But if it's not for the sake of Chol HaMoed, then it is aser. Umiyu ein sorech litzamtzein. The halach is you don't have to figure out exactly how much you're going to be using on Chol HaMoed. Ela osa baharvacha, you make that you should have plenty. Then yoser yoser. If it turns out that you have leftovers, you have leftovers. Avalo yarim litchon olaser yoser sheicher yoser bechavana. You're not allowed to go make extra and say, well, maybe I'll need it when you know that you're really doing it for after yontif. Oh, im yesh lo kemach o sheicher yashon, lo yarim lasos acher v'yomer mizani rotze. He shouldn't say, no, I want the new stuff. Aval im yesh lo lechem, if you have old bread, muter litchon, you're allowed to grind flour, lepas, depas chama odif. You're allowed to say, I want to bake fresh bread. So the Ramah adds to that, v'wadin b'sheicher, you're allowed to say the same thing with beer, im achodosh odif b'lo haram ashari. If you really like the new stuff better, you're allowed to if you're not playing any games. Now, the Mishtabur brings up the case of someone who goes to a wheat mill, a flour mill, and they tell you that we only allow you to grind large quantities at a time. Since the only way that you can get what you need for Chol HaMoed is by grinding a lot, that's all called Tzorech HaMoed. What happens if somebody cheated? They pretended as if they need more for Chol HaMoed, but really they wanted to have extra for after Yontif. B'dieved it's mutter. There's one day, the Mishnah Berurah says, according to those who say that Harama is always worse than Mezid, so there are those who would say that if he did it b'Mezid, it's mutter. But if he cheated, if he did it b'Harama, then Chazal gave a knas. There's a chayodam that if you have bread that was already baked, you're even allowed to bake bread that is not as clean, meaning whole wheat bread you're allowed to make. It's still mutter. Even though on Yontif we always say you're not allowed to make worse bread than the bread you already had, here, if you really want a Chol HaMoed fresh bread, it's going to be mutter. Now, with regard to sheicher, that if it tastes better to have new stuff, you're allowed to. So the halacha is that you're allowed to make what you're really going to use for Chol HaMoed. Some are matir, even if it's derech harama, meaning that you don't plan on using it on Chol HaMoed. And the way they justify it is they say it's harama she'en any keres. People don't really know that you have old beer. Whereas in the case of flour, where you're actually grinding a lot at the same time, there you cannot be marim. Now, halacha, there's a big machlokas aposkim on harama she'ina nikeres. And b'shas atchak, the Mishnah Berurah says that you could be makel. Certainly, if you're not doing any extra action, just adding more food to it. Sif beis. Muter lak or pishtam. You're allowed to go and pull off flax. B'nei sheroi lachases bo'os ha'oklin. Because you can use it for covering food. In what way do you cover food? This is talking about fruit that you're trying to dry. So what they used to do is they would cover it at night. It shouldn't dry out. V'laker kishus sheroi lahatebo sheicher l'tzorech hamoed. The same thing, the hops, you're allowed to go in and cut them on Chol HaMoed, because you can go ahead and use them to make beer on for Yontif. The lacquer shum shemin, you're also allowed to cut sesame, sheyaveshim shebo ruim lechol miyad. Even though the moist ones, you'll have to wait until they dry before they use them. Before you use them, the dry ones, you'll be allowed to. So all of this is mutter and Chol HaMoed, since it is roi, and you are using, if you plan on using it for Chol HaMoed.